five-time Stanley Cup champion as a player. He is currently assistant coach with the Winnipeg Jets. Charlie Huddy joins us. Charlie, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks. I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Well, you know what? It's, all things considered, we're doing pretty well. I want to have you on today because, you know, being an assistant coach as long as you have, I think you probably maybe understand the job even more now than you did maybe when you were a player. But John Muckler, who was, of course, a huge important role for your Stanley Cup winning teams, kind of tell me, you know, maybe what you remember about your first impressions of Muck when he joined the Oilers and when you joined the Oilers.
You know what, I was, I guess I'm a little different than some of the other guys. I was fortunate enough to have him down in the old Central League in Wichita when I was down in the minors and he was coaching down there. So, you know what, I think like, I'm like hundreds of other guys that, he played such a huge part of our, of my career. I mean, I learned so much from him down in Wichita. I mean, he ran some hard practices getting you ready for pro hockey and, you know, taking the next step. This is what it's going to be like when you get to the NHL. You got to be prepared for it. And, you know what, just the way he ran practices and just the way he, you know what, he really cared about us down in the minors. Like his goal was for him to get out of the minors and get to an get back in the NHL. And obviously to, you know, to help us as players down there to move forward and get a chance to play in the NHL.
What was his relationship with you as a player and your teammates?
You know what? He was really good. I really got along with him really well. Strutty, he was, you know what? He was just a caring guy, and he just wanted everybody to do well. And then saying on the other side of it, he was hard on you, man. Like there wasn't he wasn't afraid to, you know, to get after you and get yelling at you and make you a better player. You know, so I had a really good relationship. I was fortunate with him. You know what? I kept in contact when I was coaching here in Winnipeg, he'd always give me a little insight on our team and things like that. So I, you know, I stayed in touch with him because again, he was a big part of my career.
Charlie Huddy joins us, and you know, Charlie, on that team, you know, Glenn Sather, everybody, maybe the motivator, was Muckler as much of the tactician as everybody said, or was it kind of a group thing between all the coaches?
Yeah, you know what, 100%. I mean, Slats did an unreal job of. You know, getting the guys fired up and getting the guys motivated. And one thing I say about Slats, he ran a great bench. Like, he really had a feel for guys that were playing, guys that weren't playing, and when to be hard on guys and when not to be hard on guys. But Muck was the guy that really, really, really put the time into watching video. Unfortunately, back then, watching VHS tapes and transferring stuff to, you know, to help us win games. And I think we went into every game prepared. I mean, he really understood the game. He'd been in the game for a long time, and he really he paid attention to all the different systems. He watched an awful lot of hockey. And one thing I'll say is, when we got into those playoffs, we were well prepared. We knew what the other team was doing. We always had a game plan going into every game, and if we needed to make adjustments through the game or whatever for the next game, you know, Muck was a guy that would, you know, have it all set out and have it lined up and ready to go for us.
Joined by Charlie Huddy, discussing John Muckler and his great career as a player and as a coach. Charlie, when you look at that coaching staff with Sather, then Muckler, then Teddy Green, can you talk a little bit about the dynamic between those three? Because, you know, they were all three were characters, but Teddy, you know, I hear so many stories about him and how him and John maybe interacted at times.
Yeah, they... I think they butted heads a few times. You know, Greeny was a stubborn guy that that had some certain ways that he liked it. Muck was even more stubborn than Greeny was, and he'd want things his way. So they'd butt heads a little bit. But you know what? At the end of the day, those two guys, they got along well. They worked together really well. You know, Muck was more down at the forwards than Greeny was running the defense. And I think if you ask those guys, if you ask Slats, I think that I think he had a lot of fun working with those two guys. And you know, it's a long season as you go through it, as we all know. When you get into the playoffs, we had a lot of long runs. We were playing for a long time, so you have to be able to work together and understand each other and be able to have a little fun, because we know that there's a lot of lousy nights in this game when you're playing, and you need to have a little bit of fun and break the ice once in a while. And I think those three guys, I think they did that real well, and I believe they worked together really well. They just, again, they had us prepared very well for every game. And you know what, at the end of the day, you know what, it was a lot of fun to come to the rink. I mean, they treated us like pros, and they treated us like men, and it was enjoyable playing for those guys.
Charlie Huddy joins us in Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. And you mentioned that, you know, he really was hard on you in the minors and wanted you to improve. Now when you got to the NHL, Charlie, I'm guessing it's the same, but was it more trying to refine your game? How did he change in his messaging as a coach in the minors compared to the NHL?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was, you know, when he was still hard on us in the when he was up in Edmonton there, but I think it was, like you said, it was more just fine-tuning our game and, you know, getting us to understand the little things that we needed to do to win hockey games. And, again, the systems part was a big thing. We were so well prepared. But I think just as individuals, you know, just being able to help each guy, you know, with his game. He'd sit and do video with you and, you know, point out, you know, mistakes or things where areas where you needed to get better to be able to, you know what, to be a regular in the NHL. You know, every night I was kind of up and down for a little bit, and you know, he helped me prepare and have a pretty good career in the NHL.
Charlie, he took over as the head coach, and you know, a Stanley Cup was won. What did you notice a shift in Mark, the way that he approached being the head coach and the pride he took in getting your group over the top for that final Stanley Cup in the 90s?
Yeah, you know what, he was, I mean, he's a proud person, obviously, just like we all want to be. And, I think when he ended up taking over, he was obviously really excited. And, you know, that year that we won in 90, a lot of people doubted us that we could come back and win again. And, I think that really motivated him even harder to be able to prove to a lot of people that, you know what, we still have a lot of good players on the team. I'm gonna show you guys that I can, or show the people that I can get these guys fired up and get them ready and be able to win another, cup. But you know what, he just didn't, he didn't change a whole lot. I mean, yeah, you get, your head coach, you get a little bit more stress, you get a little bit more fired up once in a while than you do as assistant coach. You're assistant coach, you're more the kind of the, you know, pat the guy on the back and get them going. And when the head coach has just finished yelling at him or whatever, you know, in practice or during a game and stuff like that. But, he was fired up on that bench, and he had a point to prove that he could, you know, take us and win another cup.
Charlie Huddy joins us. Charlie, you're entering what will be your 22nd season behind a bench, technically 23rd, but there was 1 year, of course, with no hockey. You know, you were the head coach in the ECHL for 1 year in Huntington, and then you've been an assistant coach for 20 years. Do you miss being a head coach?
You know what? Not really. I had a, you know, like you said, I had that brief stint down in the East Coast League. I enjoyed it. It was a great experience for me. A lot of work, you know, a lot of work down there. Obviously, different than the NHL, trying to find players and things like that. But you know what? I enjoy what I'm doing right now. I get to work with the defense. You know, I change them during the game, and I get to you know, to help them get better as they go through. And you know, we've had lots of young guys come through with, you know, Truba and, you know, Zach Bogosian, Josh Morrissey, and, you know, a bunch of others. So, you know what, I kind of take some pride in being able to help those guys get better and, you know, have a long NHL career. I've been through lots of winning seasons and obviously a bunch of losing seasons as a player. And, you know, the game's changed obviously a lot. You know, big players are bigger, faster, stronger, but, you know, it's still a game of hockey out there. So, you know what? For me, I enjoy being an assistant, and I've been fortunate to work with some pretty good head coaches, and obviously with Mac T for quite a long time. And then now I've had a pretty good run with Paul Maurice here in Winnipeg, and I've been treated very well by those guys. I've been able to run the fence kind of the way I want to run them, and so again, that's been exciting for me. It's there's lots of challenges every night, getting getting guys ready and, you know, helping them get better. But, you know, that's what we're in the game for, to be able, obviously, to win hockey games and for me to be able to, you know, help those guys with their career and hopefully they can have a long one and win a couple Stanley Cups.
Charlie, you know, I got to play for you, and I really enjoyed being, one of your players. You had a very calm head at the bench. The only criticism I had, I'm not sure if you remember this, but, you know, Mac T decided he wanted to work, I think, with Cogs and battling in front. So Cogliano's in front. I'm helping him battle, lifting his stick, and you're shooting pucks from the blue line. And you blast one. I don't know whose stick it went off, right in between my eyes. I could see the scar is still there. I look like Frankenstein, buddy. Do you still do those drills with Josh Morrissey?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm sure I apologize, though, Strutty. Come on. I wasn't looking to get you. I was just, I needed you as a player, so I wasn't looking to hurt you.
Maybe you want to be off the ice. Take a night off. We got to go.
Well, you know what? I'm glad when you look in the mirror and see that scar, you can think about me every time.
Charlie, how do you join us on MZ Sports Theater, TSN 1260? And, you know, Charlie, all those different drills, you've talked about how the game has evolved now, and you look at defensemen, and, you know, it's like defensemen are just asked to do more. Like before, you used to be able to just kind of move the puck up to the forwards and maybe kind of, I'm not saying lollygag, but you didn't have to join and engage on the rush now. But now they really want you to be a fourth guy and not just the offensive guys. Like a lot of teams want all their defensemen to be willing to want to engage in the rush. How has that changed how you coach defensemen and maybe what you've had to add to your coaching arsenal that way?
Yeah, you know what? It's like you said, it's part of the game now. I mean, when you're watching hockey, you get every team's got, you know, getting a defenseman, and we call it the four hole, getting up into that spot to create more offense and to be able to find that spot so you get some opportunities off of it. But you know, it's just a lot of drills in practice that when, you know, we're breaking out of our end and things like that, or having a regroup in that neutral zone, getting the defenseman up. And I guess, you know, you need some guys that can skate and get up there. But like you said, everybody wants their D up. And then the other side of it is these guys skate so well now, and they can all get up into the rush. And the other part for me is Shreddy will know is when you're getting up in the rush, you might never get that puck. You know, some of us would have got it and some of us never got it, but you're up in case that thing gets turned over. You got a good gap, so you're not giving ice for the other teams to get to gain your zone or be able to pick up speed and get into your end. So it's like you said, it's a big part of the game now. Everybody's got their D joining that rush to create more offense, looking for different ways to score, only for the fact that I think because teams are defending so well right now.
Charlie, is it a little bit harder for maybe an older player, an older defenseman, and I know guys aren't playing as long as they maybe used to, but to get them to buy into that idea that they got to push themselves to get up that ice, and it's hard to get up there at times. You know, you're maybe a little tired after a tough go in your own zone.
Yeah, no, you know what? There's no doubt about it. I mean, the guys that can skate well, obviously, you know, they're going to get up there and things like that. And it's a habit, really. I mean, it's easy to pass and then just, you know, like you said, slowly come up the ice and wait to see what happens. But I know when I played with Coffin, I came up from the minors one time and we'd do straight, you know, the drill. We just did a basic two-on-one drill. So, you get dumped in, the defenseman would go back and get it. You come around the back of the net, throw it up to the wingers, and those guys would go down two-on-one. So when I first got up there, I would, you know, I'd go around the net and make that pass, and I just kind of, like you said, lollygag up there and then go stand at the blue line. And then Koff come over to me one day and he goes, they're going to do that in the game? He goes, like, why wouldn't you pass that puck and skate so you can get up into the rush? And I go, I will, but I can't skate like you, so it's going to be a little, it's going to look a little different, Koff, when you're from me to you. Don't forget. He started laughing, but you know what? Right from that, I mean, that was obviously way back in the friggin' 80s when we were talking about it, but you're right. There's times where you just can't get in it. If you've been in your own end for, man, 30, 40 seconds, like you said, you've been battling in front of the net, you know, or you've been battling in the corner, all you're looking to do is get that thing going ahead and try to get a change. But I think it's, you know, it's just on those those dump-ins where you've got a little bit of room to make a play. Their forecheck maybe isn't as hard as it should have been, and you've got some open ice, or you can get it to the wingers and get out. That's when we're looking to get those guys to follow up. And again, for me, it's the offense comes, but it's just the gap now to get up there so you can get it closed off. And for the point that we all know, the forwards in this league skate so well now and so fast. So anytime you, for defense, if you got a big gap and you're giving them ice, that you're going to get in trouble, you know. So for me, that's the big part, is being able to have that gap closed before you give them some ice.
Charlie Huddy joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. Charlie, quickly, here you are, something you've never experienced as a coach. You got a 10-day training camp. It's actually less than that when you look at on-ice skates for your team. No preseason games. What are you looking for in your defense core? What are the things you focus on that you hope are sharp at the start of next Wednesday when the season begins?
Well, I think the biggest thing is obviously if they're in good condition, and obviously all the guys are now, they had a lot of time to get into conditioning. We don't have a lot of time to get into it in training camp, but the guys are in good shape. But I think that it's just it's the timing of everything, right? It's the timing of going back, getting that puck, getting it on your stick and getting it up to the forwards and making a tape to tape pass so you can get out of your own end as clean as you can. So you're not in your own end. But I think the big thing for me is just timing, and then obviously getting back up to speed. You know, we're not going to have any exhibition games. I mean, nobody really loves those exhibition games, but you play in them because you can get your timing down. You get into some way more bumping and grinding against the opponent, which obviously takes a lot out of you as you go through the game. So we're trying to get some more of that in practice so that when we do get into the games, guys are going to be ready. But even still, you're never fully prepared to that bump and grind when you get into regular season games. And it's going to be a sprint right now with 56 games, and there's a lot of games in a short period of time. So we've got to be ready to go. You know, rest will be important. So again, just, you know what, timing for those D and getting them moving for me.
Yeah, it's an interesting moment, and I guess all the teams are in the same position. And, you know, do you feel like maybe the issue of timing as a group, you know, like whether it's a PK or whatever, forecheck, like to coordinate that, maybe without that feel you have, Charlie, with some of those exhibition games?
Yeah, no, you know what, for sure, it's going to be tough. Like, I mean, you know what it's like. You can do your power play, but you're not getting the same penalty kill as the opponent that you're going to see and things like that. And I'm guessing right now that teams are working on, you know, on their power plays, and they're going to have, when you watch games right now, you play Columbus, and then you might not play them for 3 months or 2 months or whatever. So, you know, you've got your basic power play that you're always using most of the time, but when you're playing, you know, teams back to back or three games in a row against the same team, you know, we're playing against Toronto 3 in a row or Edmonton 3 in a row, teams are going to have different looks on that power play, you know. So that's another factor of getting your power play going and getting all those different, different options that you're going to have to use through the game as you make adjustment from game, you know, 1 to 3 if you're playing those guys 3 in a row. So you're right, and it's hard. You don't have a lot of pre-scouts right now when you get into it early. You know, the teams obviously haven't played, so that's going to be a bit of a challenge. Teams are probably going to have some different looks. But, and it's you know what it's like. It's all timing for those guys on the power play, and especially the penalty kill for, you know, defense getting in shooting lanes and things like that. So I'm guessing it's going to take a bit of time for those special teams to come through, but hopefully they happen quick.
Well, Charlie, we really appreciate you taking some time talking about your former coach, John Muckler. Lived a fantastic life, was a hockey lifer, from a player to a coach in the minors and to the NHL and head coach on three different organizations. And best of luck this season. We'll be seeing a lot of you, the Canadian Division. What's your thoughts quickly on that? Like, man, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be unreal. Like, I don't know if it'll ever happen again, but maybe if it goes really good, they might stick with the divisions. You never know. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we all know what hockey's like in Canada. Fans live and die by their team, and they're going to. I'm guessing that they're going to see some pretty exciting hockey. It might not. It might not be in the first four or five games, but as things get going here and get heated up, they're gonna see some pretty good hockey, and the fans are gonna enjoy it for sure.
Well, Charlie, we look forward to it. We're all excited about it. Yeah. Thanks for your time and best of luck.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.